You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2. I read, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer in it?" There is nobody that preached about justification by faith like Paul. In fact, he basically brought that revelation to the body of Christ, that we are saved by faith, by grace, through faith in Jesus Christ. And that will not change. And that's how we are saved, but we are truly saved. Now, it's the same writer who is now saying, shall we then continue in sin? Because today people have developed a demonic doctrine that suggests to them that, see, you're already saved, so it doesn't matter even if you continue to sin. And I'm just wondering, why are you not on the side of, oh, you are saved, we can now walk righteously? Why is it that you are on the side of, yes, we are saved, so it doesn't matter if we don't sin, if we sin rather? But he's asking here, what shall we say then? Shall we then say, let's continue in sin, since it is the grace of God that saved us, so let's continue in sin? Did you know that the Bible said the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to say no to ungodliness? Grace does not cover for sin. Grace delivers from sin. Grace is God's power that enables a man to be delivered from the sinful nature. It is not that indulges a man in sin and say, oh, I am saved. It was Jesus who paid the price. Let me continue to sin. No, he paid the price for you not to sin. He didn't pay the price for you to continue to sin. The price he paid was for you not to sin, was for you not to continue in sin. So he says, God forbid. Even God forbid it. Brethren, God forbid that we should continue in sin. Every message that rather quietly suggests that we can continue in sin, even though we are saved, is a message that God forbid. It says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? How shall we? How can we be living in sin? We should be talking about victory over sin. We should not be talking about indulging in sin because we are saved by grace. How shall we? How shall you? If you have a problem, why not cry to God and say, Lord, I'm struggling in this area. I need your help. Why are you looking for a message that will comfort you in iniquity? And they've highlighted few Bible verses for you. You that you've never sat down to read the Bible, they've highlighted few Bible verses and they give it to you. So if anybody says anything against that false doctrine, you are quick to go and post those Bible verses. How shall we? I'm reading the words of the Bible from the same man that wrote about justification by faith. Did you know nobody wrote against sin like Paul? No preacher preached against sin like Paul. So what Bible are you reading? Why is it a good news? Why will you call it good news if it does not deliver us from sin? What then has Jesus accomplished? Because the problem of man was sin. He didn't just forgive our sin. He didn't just cleanse us from all our sins. He also made it possible that the sinful nature should be put to death. Why is that not our focus? Why is it that what you want to celebrate is that, oh, God, thank God for his mercy. Even though I'm sinning, I'm still saved. Brethren, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.